In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear saints, your Jesus' desire is for his whole life to be in accordance with the law of the Lord. That is his desire. You check out our text from Luke 2. You get in verse 22, according to the law of Moses. Verse 23, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Verse 24, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the word. Verse 27, to do for him according to the custom of the law. Your Jesus' desire is for his whole life to be in accordance with the law of the Lord. Now, compare that with your life. He is not required to follow the law of the Lord like we are, for he is the Lord. He's not required to follow it, but he does it voluntarily and he does it with pleasure. Now imagine this. You know tax season is coming up, right? Well, that's a reminder if you didn't know that. Now imagine, do you think you would pay your taxes voluntarily? Do you think you would pay your taxes with pleasure if you were not forced or threatened to do so? Do we take pleasure in following the law of the Lord? How many of us would work voluntarily simply because it is an opportunity to serve our neighbor? How many of us would work if we didn't receive a paycheck at the end of the day? How many of us take pleasure in changing a poopy diaper? How many of us take pleasure in speaking and listening to a friend about their problem when that problem is the same problem they've had for more than 10 years? How many of us take pleasure in following the law of the Lord? But it is not so with your Jesus. He does it with pleasure and he does it voluntarily so that he can serve you. He does it with pleasure and he does it voluntarily so that at the end of his life, he can have you and he can gain for you your forgiveness and that you can receive his benefits of keeping the law perfectly. He does not have to. He doesn't have to be circumcised. He doesn't have to be presented to the Lord, for he is the Lord. And in this, the same is true for Mary. This is a part of the text that is mind-blowing. She presents herself in the temple for purification, following the Levitical law, though she doesn't have to do that. Because that which was born from her was from the Holy Spirit. She doesn't have to do that. Do you know why she does that? Because she loves the law of the Lord. Do you know why she does it? Because she doesn't want to offend her neighbor that knows that she just gave birth to a firstborn son 40 days ago and that she is required to go to the temple. She does not want to offend that person who thinks she should be there. Now, once again, compare that with our lives and how too often we give little thought as to what our neighbor might be thinking. We give little thought to what our words and our actions do to those around us. Repent. Today, It's the day that we celebrate the presentation of our Lord. And in the Old Testament, 40 days after a birth of the firstborn son, that son was to be presented to the Lord, and this is why. To show that that child was a gift from God. Your God loves children. Your God became a child. Your God gives you everything. Our Old Testament brothers and sisters, they were to present their firstborn sons and daughters to the temple to be reminded that everything that they have received, and especially on that day, that the child that they had received was because of our Lord's grace. Everything that we receive is simply because of our Lord's grace. And it was also to remind them, this firstborn son emphasis that we have, it was also to remind them that when they were in Egypt, there was the promise that if they slaughtered a lamb and took the blood of the lamb and put it on the doorpost, that the angel of death would pass over them. If they had the blood of the lamb on their doorpost, their firstborn son would not be visited by death. But everyone who did not have that blood received the righteous judgment from God. Now, dear saints, do you know what this has to do with you at all? Who is your lamb? And where is his blood? It is on you. The righteous judgment of God has passed over you because of the blood of your Jesus. Death has been defeated. Death will pass over you when you die because of the blood of your Jesus. The doorposts were marked with the blood of the Lamb, and dear saints, you are marked by your Jesus. You were marked in your baptism, both upon your forehead and upon your heart. You are marked by Christ the crucified. And everything that we do in our lives, everything that we receive is from the gift of God, and therefore we are called to keep the law, to treasure it. His laws, his commandments, they are not regulations that prevent our fun. And boy, do we think that sometimes. They are not regulations to prevent our fun, but they are good. And they reveal what is good in life. There is a part of you that does desire to keep the law. There is a part of you that knows that what our Lord says is what is best for you. And the best evidence that I can give to you is that you are here today. For he says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Do not despise preaching. Do not despise his word. Do not despise his sacraments. And you are here because you know it is what is best for you. You know that here you receive your forgiveness. We are flesh, but we also have the spirit, and therefore there is part of us that does take pleasure in changing a poopy diaper. There is part of us that does take pleasure in going to work, to serve our families and to serve our neighbors. There is part of us that takes pleasure in listening to our friends. That is not who we are by nature. but it is Christ in us. But more importantly, you are not here to hear about Christ in you. You are here to hear about Christ for you. The very first words of Scripture that we said today, they called us to do this thing. They called us to think on our Lord's steadfast love in his temple. And I want to unpack this a bit. This will be the final thing. I want to unpack this because the temple is where the place of sacrifice was. It is where the place that you have access to God, because it is where God has promised to dwell for his people. To say that we should think of our Lord's mercy and steadfast love in his temple is to say for us that God's mercy and love for us is in our Christ. It is in our Jesus, for he is the temple. He is the one who gives us access to God, for he himself is God. And he is the mediator between God and man. You can think upon him. You have access to God through him. Because everything that separated you from your God has been wiped clean by the blood of your Jesus. You are in his midst. You can think of him in his midst because he has chosen to dwell here with you today for your peace. Your peace for this week. Your peace in the midst of your sin and in your suffering is that he is your fortress. He is your fortress against your sin. He is your fortress against temptation. For because he himself has suffered when he tempted, when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. When you are being tempted, you are not alone. You have your Jesus' help. He is your fortress against death. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power over death, that is the devil, and to deliver all those who through the fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. You are not subject to this. You are free. You are free because death has been defeated. You are free because the devil has been destroyed. You are free to depart in peace from this place. For you have seen the Lord's salvation. You are free to depart in peace when you die. For death is not the end of you. Death has passed over you. You are marked by the blood. You are free because you have held the Lord in your hands, or tasted him in your mouth. And he is your salvation. He is your light. Amen.